I'm Elijah.
And I'm Ruby.
And welcome to Rough Edges.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Rough Edges. Today we have two very special guests. We have Eli Golden and we have Beau Daisy. So just to kick it off, why don't you just give us a little snippet into who you are as people?
So I'm Eli. I love football. I go to a football college. But the biggest thing for me, I think, I love God. And and I work at Nando's.
I'm Beau. I'm 17. I go to a fashion college in Walmsley.
I work at a little cafe called The Beehive, shout out. And I love Jesus a lot. Yeah.
And I'm 17 as well, I forgot to say.
So I'm gonna ask you a first question, and we're gonna talk to you about what it means to be in the world, not of it. And my first question for you guys is, how did you become Christians?
So I first came to Christ, I think, young. Like, obviously, my dad's a pastor, and my whole family were born Christian, and we started going to, I forgot what the first church was called. Was it Christ Church?
Church of the Sea.
And then obviously Bo's dad branched out and made a new church, East End Church, and that's where we started going. But I think more recently, I got baptized when I was, I think, 13. But more recently, like in the past 2 years, that's when I've started to like really like have a faith off my own back and not off my parents. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That basically, I grew up in church. My dad became a pastor. So I've been surrounded by it my whole life. But yeah, literally the same as Eli, like only recently have I like developed a personal and like deeper relationship with Jesus.
Mm. And also Beau got baptized not too long ago. So one of our questions was like, so Eli, you got baptized actually pretty young, 13, that's just like fresh into secondary school. Mm. What made you get baptized young? Like, why didn't you just wait till you're older?
I think that's the thing, when you're young, you always look at it and you think, okay, I'm not going to get baptized till like 20, because it's like such a big thing, you think. But in actual fact, I think when I turned 13, the reason I got baptized was because I'd been to a New Day, which, for people that don't know, it's like a Christian festival that loads of people from around England come to.
For teenagers, isn't it?
And it's like a whole week of just praising God and listening to seminars, listening to testimonies and everything. And I think it was my second year, just being like every night, just being filled with the Holy Spirit and feeling like a real connection with God. One night, the main thing that happened for me was, what was his name? Chinese.
Francis Chan.
Yeah. He preached on Isaiah, and it was at one point in the preach, it was near the end, he told us to basically just close your eyes, and he was going to read through the passage. He read through the passage, and I closed my eyes and bowed my head, and he just said, imagine you're there. And literally, like, I felt like a real experience, and I felt like I was literally there. Mm. And it wasn't just like a thing where you're imagining or dreaming it. Like, I felt like the Holy Spirit really came over me, and I was like, I felt like I was in Isaiah's shoes and watching, like walking through the temple and witnessed God for myself. Not necessarily like see his face, but I just felt his power, you get what I'm saying? So then after that, obviously, when I come back to like more like real life, when I'm coming back to my area and seeing my friends and everything, I felt like God stayed with me, and I felt like, yeah, the Holy Spirit was still with me. So from then I just wanted to get baptized. But saying that, I wouldn't say that like I necessarily had a very strong faith. Like, it was really bumpy, you get me? Like, it's hard to, like, I feel like you get tested even when you get baptized. I'm sure loads of other people will testify to that. Like, you get, I feel like Satan really grabs onto you when you get baptized, because he hates it. He hates that commitment. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. What's the question again?
Baptized. Like, why did you get baptized?
Oh, yeah. So I got baptized in November 2021, I think.
So recent.
Yeah, quite recent. It was so weird. I'm gonna be straight up. It was such a weird. I just felt like so exposed the whole day, and oh man. But free bacon parties though. That was a, yes. That was a plus. But yeah, but do you know what? Like, Jesus, when he was on the cross, and that whole day when of his crucifixion, like, he must have felt so like. 1,000 times more exposed than me, and that, like, if I'm, it's, yeah, just my little bit of, like, humbling myself and feeling a bit weird all day is, like, nothing compared to, like,
yeah.
what he did. So that's what makes it all worth it, to be honest. Yeah.
And how's God been changing your life since?
Since baptism?
Since you've become a Christian. Yeah. Has he been shaping you?
Well, I don't know, you go, Eli.
Yeah, like I said, I think Satan, like, he tempted me definitely, like, from, because now I'm 17, so it was about 4 years ago when I got baptized. From that time to now, I feel like I was tested the most, like, even stuff that, like, I wouldn't say, like, I would talk to Elijah about this, because, like, I guess because we're both guys, but I think you just get tested so much from that time period. So then I feel like the reason my faith is so strong now, it might not be the strongest that it will be, but obviously I'm trying to, like, I don't know, develop it or whatever, but I'm saying, that time period from then to now is like, yeah, I definitely got tested and I messed up so many times. But yeah, I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, it's been hard. Like, it goes up and down, really. Like, you, some days you're on a high, like, of, like, praying and, like, seeing, like, God actually work, and it's just so, like, present. And then some days you're like, off doing your own thing, you hardly think about Jesus, or you hardly, like, say hello to him, like, do you know what I mean? And it's, yeah, what am I saying?
That's good, that's
pretty
good.
That answers
the question.
Does it? Oh, I don't even know. How has it changed my life? Yeah, just the fact that I know that God, like, in everything, whether it's good, bad, ugly, like, I know that he is with me, and I know that he's good all the time.
Mm. Mm. He's more consistent even when you're not
exactly.
Consistent.
Mm. Yeah. Mm, I don't know if I answered that question, but
mate, that was honest. That was cool.
So, why do you love Jesus, and how do you love Jesus?
Can I go?
Go.
Yeah. I think, yeah, again, more recently, I feel like I didn't understand Jesus as much. Like, I guess I really believed, I guess, how Jewish people, they believe in the Old Testament. I really understood that. And I think before, like I'm saying before, I believed in the whole New Testament and Jesus and everything, because, like, my family telling me all these things. But then you realise, okay, I'm only listening to preachers, and I'm only, it's like school, you're listening to them, but you don't actually know if they're telling the truth.
Mm.
So then, I guess, from that, I guess I had to ask, like, my dad, I think my dad knows the Bible quite well, and a couple guys in church, I asked him, like, I told them, I think I understand Jesus at all, so I started reading the Bible a bit more. Because before, I'd say my faith was good, but then I wasn't really reading the Bible, so where was the word coming into it? So I started reading the Gospels and that. I just wanted to grab, like, an understanding of it. Because if you don't understand, like, how are you going to love it? And you get, so I started reading into her. I think John it was, and my nan is someone who always like calls me up and says, okay, like she tries to pray with me and everything and just checks up on me. So she said, when you're reading the Bible, just pray beforehand, that yeah, the Holy Spirit fills you up, just like speaks to you through it. So I do that every time before I read the Bible. And when I was reading the Bible for these times, like reading John and that, I just felt this like massive connection with this man Jesus that I didn't really understand before at all.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I guess you can't really have a faith just because people are telling you to. And for me, it's like, yeah, that's stupid. Why am I going to do that? But when you start reading into it and you start understanding it and you feel like the Holy Spirit has filled you up, then I'm like, yeah, like I really understand this and feel this presence. Then there's no reason for me to not like believe in it and love him. If he's the one that's filling me up with this like presence, whatever these other people are saying about him and if they don't believe him and if they feel like he's a prophet and not a God, it's like, no, I feel like, through reading the word, then it's like, yeah, I feel like this is really speaking to me.
Sometimes you don't really feel it though, and I think that's I struggle with that, like, yeah, but when you do feel it, it's so like
strong,
it's so sick, and it's yeah, but yeah, I think it's key to not rely on feelings all the time. I think that's good what you said, Eli, but so I'm just knocking you down. You're wrong. Jokes.
No, I understand you because like there's so many times where I'll tell people this as well, like I'm praying, I'm like, I can't feel the presence at all. So they go long periods, like weeks, months, where you're like, okay, is he even speaking to me back or not? So then that's when I'm like, okay, I don't understand. But what I'm saying is like when you read the Bible, like my parents are always telling me, read the Bible.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, yeah, I will, but I don't. Now, like, I feel like I'm reading the Bible every day, and like, even if it's little parts, you could just feel like, even though you weren't there in them times when Jesus was born, you feel like, yeah, this is real. Like, he was there. And it's not just a random person. Like, he was the Messiah. And, like, you get me?
Yeah.
That's where, like, my feeling comes in, like, yeah.
Yeah, Jesus, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's more like Jesus is telling me.
Oh, yeah, I get you. Me? Oh, that's good.
So what is the hardest thing about loving Jesus, especially at your age and in this area?
Oh, yeah.
I'd say, like, living in this area, I'd say is because I live in Myland and all my mates are, most of my mates are Muslim. And for that reason, it's quite hard to, I don't know, it's hard to talk to them about my belief when it's like, it's weird because England is mostly, you'd think of England, you think, oh, it's mostly Christian. But when you're more than the minority in your area, then it's like, oh, in faith-wise, it's like, oh, their beliefs and everything is coming at you and you're like, you're trying to work it out yourself, you're trying to work out, do I believe what I believe, or is there stuff making sense to me or not? Because all the time they'll talk about it, and all the time I'll see posts on their social media because I follow my mates and that. So then it's like, okay, I have to like compare to what, and often I probably get a bit weird about it, and I think, okay, are my parents gonna think I'm going against what they want because I'm looking into what my friends believe. But in all actual fact, like if it's my belief, if it's my own like faith, surely I should like look into it myself. And I know how strong my faith is, so I'm not gonna, anything I go and look into, if I'm looking at YouTube videos or if I'm trying to work it out, or even if I was to read the Quran, it's not gonna battle against my faith because my faith is so strong. But I'm just trying to, at points, I'm just trying to work it out, and that's what really, like, I think that's what really challenges me. Another thing, like, where my closest friends who I see most of the time are Muslim, it's that thing where you really want them to become Christian as well, and you really want them to have like see what you see and see how Jesus is such a like loving and merciful God, but they won't believe it. So it's like you're trying to work out how you can really get that message across without insulting them and without like, yeah, because you love them so much that you want them to yeah, I guess see what you see, but it's that's what's really hard. And I'd say loads of other Christian like people, I'm sure it's quite hard where they're living in places where everyone else is of a different faith. I feel like it's difficult to keep your own.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think the hardest thing about being a Christian at our age, and definitely in London as well, I think it's hard, especially, as a young person, it's hard to navigate where you stand with, it's hard to navigate where you stand in your belief, and like the world around you, and like the society, especially teenagers, they're so influenced, and like I think one of our main influences is social media, definitely, and like I think social media preaches a lot of secular things. Does that make sense? And I think a lot of the secular things is against, like, just fighting against the Bible and Christianity, and it's like, it's hard. You stand out, basically. The hardest thing is probably standing out, which actually is a really good thing. And I think so many people are searching to be different, so...
For other people's views.
For other people's views, but... special. Yeah.
But then they end up becoming the same.
But then, I feel like we then get dragged into it as well, as being of
the society. That's the thing. Yeah. The hardest thing is, being...
We need to live, like, for God, not for the society.
Yeah, exactly.
Not to be, like, inspirational. I'm just saying, literally.
Yeah.
It's true.
Just navigating where you stand in yourself. So, basically, number one, trying to find where you stand in not being of the world, but in the world. And number two is like the presumptions that a lot of non-Christians have about Christianity, and like not trying to prove, but it's just like a constant battle of like, no, like that's not what Christianity is about. That's not what Jesus is all about. Like,
I feel like we care too much about what
people. Yeah, like. And it's. I think people presume that it's. You have to follow these set of rules, and then if you do that, then you'll be good and you'll go to heaven or whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's just like it's not about that. Like, yeah. So the hardest thing is probably like just facing the presumptions that non-Christians have, and trying to like kind of straighten them.
What doesn't help you keep your faith?
So I say, me personally, I think Elijah mentioned it earlier, but football for me is definitely a massive thing. Because I'm spending literally all of my time doing it, I'm training all the time, because that's where I want to get. I have to kind of then balance it out and think, okay, if I was to get there, how would I like keep my faith strong, and then also make sure that while I'm there, and while I'm at the top, if I ever get there, am I glorifying God through it, and how am I glorifying God through football? And that's the same now, like, because it takes up so much of my mind space, and like all of the time I'm thinking about football, it's football, 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 then how do I like reflect that and put it onto God? And because then it's always about, like, I'm worrying about these games, or I'm worrying about training, or I'm excited for these things, and when something bad happens, I'm extremely low, or when something good happens in football, I'm extremely happy. Then it kind of distracts me from, okay, am I even thinking of God in this at all? I'm forgetting that literally this could literally end at any time for me. Like, God can stop me from playing football. My legs could literally go, or I could literally die. And so then I'm thinking, how in this, even though it's not a career yet, if that's the main thing for me, how am I literally giving all of it to God? And it's the same with my phone. Like, I'm always on my phone, or I'm watching things or certain things. Like, that's why I'm always coming off social media, because like I'm spending so much time on that. Am I reading the Bible at all, or am I praying at all? Because I don't pray enough. Definitely, I don't pray enough. And I really want to. Like, I want to have this massive relationship with God. And when I'm complaining that God's not speaking to me, and I feel like His presence isn't in me, I'm not even praying. Like, half the time, like, I'll be doing all my own stuff. I'll be on my phone. I'll be playing football, and then I'll give God the littlest bit of the day, and then I'll complain when He doesn't give me anything back. Really and truly, like, I should be giving Him my all, and in everything I do, I should be giving Him. When I'm playing football, I should be praying to Him about it, and I should be giving Him that. When I'm on my phone, whatever I'm doing on my phone, or whoever I'm talking about, and whatever friends I'm talking to, and if I'm talking to any girls, everything that I do, I should be given to God. So I can't complain when he's not talking back to me. So I feel like more recently, in the past few weeks, definitely, it's not even like I'm not on this podcast because I'm like constantly like have a massive relationship with God. I feel like I'm here to like talk about how more recently I'm only having this relationship with God, and I'm only starting to. I'd say even for me, I'm a new believer, even though I've been born to believe in God. I feel like I'm a new believer, and in that I'm only now wanting to give everything to God. You get me?
And you're still learning as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. It's like, what doesn't keep my faith is when, God is replaced as number one by something else. Say work or like relationships or your status in society, and like for like, do you know what I mean? Like, and also like when you're just not spending time with God personally, like I'd talk to Him like about my day, like, oh, that guy's really pissing me off. Like, oh, like, thank you Jesus for a nice sunset, or like, just, do you know what I mean? I just talk to Him throughout the day, but when I don't, I'm like, I kind of go into my own little bubble, and I'm like trying to sort things out my own. I'm trying to, like, I'm panicking about, like, I've lost my pencil case, and it's just, do you know what I mean? And it's just like, oh, actually, you forget that you can actually step back and you can pray. You can say, Jesus, please help me find my pencil case, or like, please, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
this is really good because it's leading on to my next question about what tips do you have? Like,
yeah.
So pray for small things. That's a good tip.
Yeah. Just chat to Him. He's always there. He's always listening. Like, it says in the Bible, He's your counselor. He's your father. He's your brother. He's the Prince of Peace. Like, He's your best friend. You can chat to Him about anything because He already knows. But He wants. That's the key to the relationship. He already knows what you're feeling. He already knows what's gonna come off your tongue. Like, but the key to the relationship is that you communicate both. Like, He's always wanting to communicate with you, but it's just you gotta
open your ears.
Open your ears and talk to Him yourself.
And like around your age, you mentioned about different people believing in other religions and stuff like that. What is the response when you tell people about Jesus?
I think what? Like, yeah, they're normally like a bit shocked because when people think of Christianity, they think like literally Jesus times 2,000 years ago. No, like, like what? That's still about, that's still going on now, and it's just
for me, I don't know if I completely understand Jesus yet. Like, I'm still trying to work out. So and my friends haven't really asked me too many questions about Jesus, maybe about my faith and what I do to practice it and whatever, and like, do you go to church all the time? And I'll be like, yeah, but I think to talk about Jesus, I feel like I don't really understand him yet. I feel like I have a relationship with Him to an extent, but I'm trying to build it at the moment. But yeah,
That's cool.
But you asked about tips
earlier. Yeah, yeah. Have you got any tips?
I think it sounds like obvious, but from time, obviously, your parents are always telling you, read the Bible, like, and I said it earlier. And even before, like, for me, even, like, maybe 2 years ago, I'd be like, nah, I can't be asked. Mm. And it's, you think it's a tedious thing. But I'm telling you, if you're, like, if you're our age or if you're even younger and you're trying to, like, really build your relationship with God, you really do need to, like, get into the Bible because, like, without the Word, there is really, like, there's no foundation with your relationship then because you really need to understand and... I guess, and it's actually, I don't know, it sounds weird, but it's so exciting. Like, reading the Bible, there's so much,
It's come alive.
Yeah, like, literally, people might think, okay, the Bible's boring. Like, when you read it, and this is, like, a 17-year-old who, you probably think, okay, nah, he's not into reading. But when I've read the Bible, when I'm really stuck into it, there's so much to it. And yeah, if you're really trying to build a relationship with God, I really... what's the word? Encourage you to read it.
I think a tip. Yeah, like basic stuff. Talk to Jesus all the time.
Yeah.
Keep in contact. Mm. Read your Bible, all that jazz. But what I would say is, pick what you're gonna do. Because if you're actually no, here's my tip. Check your heart in stuff. So if someone passes you a zoo, are you going to take it because you're trying to impress people? Or actually, do you know what I mean? Like, check your heart.
Who are you doing everything for?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Who are you, who's your audience? Who are you trying to
impress
here?
For me, I have that all the time.
Like, yeah.
When on social media, the reason I come off all the time is because I'm always on it, and sometimes I'll be posting or whatever, I post maybe myself or I post other stuff, and I'm like, wait a sec, like, who am I doing this for? And and that's when, like, when the likes are coming in and you're thinking, oh, you think about it a lot and you think, oh, who am I doing this for? Am I doing this for myself and for the happiness that gets me when I get likes or get comments or get, like, attention? Or am I doing this, like, am I... Is any of this glorifying God in any way?
You know, that's a really good tip coming off social media.
Mm.
Like, so what I'm trying to do, 1 week on, 1 week off,
mm.
When I could just do the whole time off, but it's helpful to have, like, the discipline.
Yeah.
And on the time that I'm on, like, social media, I, like, hate myself, but I think more of myself, so I'm more critical, I'm more, like, more, my attention's on myself. When I'm off it, there's less, I think, less of myself, so I'm more in a positive mood, and, like, this is, like, a general thing that I found.
You have so much more peace as well when
you're off
it. Seriously.
You just don't care about, like...
Anything
worth nothing. Mm. You don't care. You care about things that are important rather than not important.
And then when you get back onto it, it's like, it's kind of disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
For the first time that you go onto it.
Yeah.
So you can easily get sucked into it again, but that's the thing about discipline. Just keep... Mm. If you really want, like... Yeah.
Yeah, and what you were saying about the counsellor thing, he's a wonderful counsellor. Someone said this where, so imagine you have the greatest counsellor in the entire world, like, they're the most trained, the most qualified, they're the best counsellor. If you only go to them once a year, you're not going to get nothing from it, are you?
Mm.
Or, like, once a week. If you go to them often, you'll see development, you'll still see growth. Mm-hmm. And we have God. We have the wonderful counsellor. We have the greatest counsellor in the universe.
Right.
And why don't we... We're not going to change if we see him once a year, if we go to church at Easter or Christmas.
Like free therapy session.
Free therapy, do you know what I mean? If you're feeling a bit low. No, for real. So you're not going to get nothing if you're not dipping into the counsellor and you're not getting your help that you need.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
I agree.
Yeah. Also, a practical tip for every day. Pray, like, if you're... So, on the way to school, I pray that I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I pray that I will get filled with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And gentleness, self-control. Can't forget that. I just forgot that. But yeah, just I pray for like, just all of, because they're the fruits of the spirit for a reason. Like, yeah, you need a top up every day of the Holy Spirit and all of those fruits of the spirits. Yeah.
That's really good.
I don't know.
Okay, final questions. How are you rough around the edges and how does God use your rough edges?
So, like I mentioned before, with my, I think this mainly comes in with my, I had to think about this a bit, but when it comes to like me and my best mates and the people that I'm closest with, I feel like they see who I am most, and I guess they see my rough edges or whatever. Mm-hmm. They see that more than sometimes even my family. Like my parents will see like when I'm upset or whatever, but they won't really see like when I'm messing up and when I'm doing like silliness or how I actually am. So I feel like I guess from over time, I feel like God will use them rough edges to really show my mates how I guess like how I can change, because they've seen me for maybe 2 years now, and I guess like I'll be telling my Christian friends one thing of how much I believe in God, and then when I'm with my non-Christian mates, I guess I won't be acting to glorify God sometimes, and I won't be talking about certain things that will glorify God. So I guess that's a way that God's really gonna, I feel like that's why I really want to change it. Like, I really want to talk about God with my mates and really like use my faith to yeah, bless that relationship and friendship between my friends. I feel like God, well, I'm praying that God really uses me in that way and uses my rough edges in that way.
I'd say I'm not perfect and I never will be, and so I might as well own it and just be vulnerable, like in being myself, and if I make mistakes, I make mistakes. Like, yeah, I'm not perfect.
Purity queen. Anything else you want to say, Bo?
I've got a lot more to say. So if you want to chat, hit me up.
Nice one. Well, thanks guys to listen to this episode of Rough Edges. I'm sure Eli and Bo will be happy if you like come up to them. They'll chat to you more, ask some questions. So yeah, thanks so much for listening,
thanks,
guys.
Bo. Thanks, Eli.
I've got a lot more to say, and I want to say a lot more. No!
This whole...
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, stop. Like thank and subscribe.
You. Yeah, don't. Ends on that. Dum, 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 dum.